WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The WIAA turned down name, image, and likeness for the state of Wisconsin. It was announced earlier. Paul Peterson of Regis High School and the WIAA Board of Control President made the announcement of today's vote. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Radio Sports. Paul Peterson of Eau Claire Regis and a member of the WIAA board made the announcement yesterday that NIL in Wisconsin has been turned down, at least for now.
We do have the votes counted and tallied for Amendment Number 3. That was a purple ballot for name, image, and likeness. The number of schools or representatives supporting the motion today, 170. Those denying, 219.
That rejected the proposed NIL language that would have allowed student athletes in the state to engage in promotion and revenue opportunities and activities not associated or identified with their school team, school, or conference, or the WIAA, which included a number of prohibited NIL activities. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser indicated the failed vote does not end the discussions on NIL. We will continue this conversation with our membership in response to the trend across the nation with other high school associations allowing some opportunities for name, image, likeness, she said. The annual meeting vote is evidence of the ownership the membership has in the democratic process. The two amendments that passed by the membership affect the membership's bylaws. The first allows schools to use their resources and coaches to conduct developmental programming during the school year, but outside the designated sports season for students in 8th grade or below, which remains prohibited for students in grades 9 through 12. And the second bylaw amendment permits member schools to submit one unedited video clip for review by the executive staff if a school believes the wrong player has been identified in an ejection, and to assist in identifying the correct student-athlete to serve the ejection suspension. The amendment passed by a 387-1 vote. On the schedule today, lots of track and field action. Riverdale will be at Cuba City for a track meet. Riverdale is coached by Brooke Waters.
We got pretty good numbers, both boys and girls. A lot of boys coming up at the younger ages, and then our seniors definitely. Very strong point for them. Our girls, we lost quite a bit of seniors last year, and we're still, you know, finding spots for those girls and those races to run, but overall we're looking pretty good as a team.
Coach Waters talked about the Riverdale team leaders.
For the boys, it's going to be Tim Bailey. He's worked really hard this offseason, making sure he's ready to go. And then for the girls, some leaders I would say is probably Ellie Hudson, Jenna Wheaton, even some of our younger girls like Gretchen Buchholz stepping up into that leader role as well.
Good luck to the Riverdale track team this season. Today they're at Cuba City. There's a track and field meet at Royal tonight. Ithaca Weston will be there, as will Kickapoo LaFarge. There's golf action for the Southwest Conference teams, including Richland Center and River Valley at Dodge Point Country Club this afternoon. The Richland Center baseball team is at Dodgeville. The RC soccer team is at Wisconsin Heights. And the Richland Center softball team hosts Wispy this afternoon. River Valley will be in action in baseball at Prairie du Chien, and the River Valley girls will host Galena. For Kickapoo baseball and softball at Stoddard Park today against DeSoto, the Ithaca baseball and softball teams will be hosting LaFarge for a doubleheader this afternoon. Weston will be hosting Seneca in baseball. And also tonight, Riverdale will be at Highland in baseball, a non-conference game that gets underway at 5. And the Riverdale softball team plays host to Southwestern. That's our next featured local broadcast coming up tonight. We'll have that for you from Riverdale this afternoon. Here is Chieftains coach B.J. Hinkle.
Southwestern is kind of a dark horse this year. They've played some good games, just like we have. I mean, really, we've been in a lot of games. We were looking through stats the other night, coaches and I, and, you know, Macy's been throwing most of our games, McKay, and she's, you know, we've given up 98 runs this year, but only 33 earned runs, which is really tough. She's, you know, kept her composure out there, but, yeah, it's tough. I mean, we've been, like the other night, we went to Mineral Point. You know, we lost 12-1, but only gave up one earned run in that game. Started out solid at the plate, but then things kind of petered off there, and then we just had some routine errors that just kind of, they kill you. So we're hoping that we can clean it up. We're kind of finishing, I told the girls the other night, we're kind of finishing that first half of the conference season, and we're hoping to just kind of, you know, get going the second half here fresh and see what we can do.
Riverdale coach B.J. Hinkle again will be on hand for softball today at Riverdale. The Brewers were able to capitalize on errors by the Pirates while grabbing a 3-2 road win on Wednesday. Milwaukee scored three times in the second inning, taking advantage of an error, two walks, two hit batters, and a run-scoring single by catcher William Contreras. Brian Hudson got the win in relief. Contreras had three hits, and Sal Frelick added two. The teams wrap up the four-game set this afternoon with ace Freddie Peralta pitching for manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere in baseball, the Cubs 4-3 over Houston, St. Louis 5, Arizona 1, the Mets 8-2 over San Francisco, the Dodgers 11, Washington 2, Cincinnati 7-4 over Philadelphia, Atlanta beat Miami 4-3, San Diego 5, Colorado 2. In the American League, Baltimore 6, the Angels 5, Boston 8-0 over Cleveland, Tampa Bay 7, Detroit 5, the Yankees 7-3 over Oakland, Minnesota 6, the White Sox 3, Kansas City 3-2 over Toronto, Texas 5, and Seattle 1. From the NHL playoffs, Boston 4-2 over Toronto, Vegas 3, Dallas 1, Los Angeles 1 in overtime 5-4 over Edmonton, Miami won the NBA playoff game against Boston 111-101, Oklahoma City 124, New Orleans 92. Bucks forward Bobby Portis lost out on the chance to be the sixth man of the year in the NBA. Naz Reid of the Timberwolves grabbed the award that Portis says he's been thinking about since he wore a Bulls uniform 6 years ago. He had a righteous claim this time after averaging 13.8 points and 7.4 rebounds per game, hitting almost 51% of his shots and just under 41% of his three-pointers. The Badgers held a year-end banquet last night. Coach Greg Gard talked to the media about not faulting the recent players for leaving.
If anybody in their right mind told any of you guys or Dallas that you could go triple your income by taking a different job, you'd do it in a heartbeat. Did we all not want to see him go? Yeah. Of course, but I understand the landscape we're in. I would tell my kid probably to do the same thing if I was in that position, because the earning power window is really small. And when they have those type of opportunities in front of them, that's hard to say no to.
Coach Card says there are more portals and NIL to deal with than ever.
We were immune longer than most, and now we're getting a full view of what, you know, the nation has gone through in a lot of other places, and just arrived in Madison a little later than normal.
I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports.